This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. The Texas coast has been seeing a rise in something called red tide over the past few decades. Heard of it? It can be just as ominous as it sounds. Red tide is a harmful algal bloom caused by microscopic plant cells that multiply out of control. These blooms can kill fish, and they release an aerosol that can cause respiratory irritations in people. Now, researchers are working on a system to warn when red tide is coming. Dr. Michael Wetz is an associate professor of marine biology in the Department of Life Sciences at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. He's leading the research on red tide blooms. Michael, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thanks for having me.
How much do we know right now about red tide?
Well, so red tide is a naturally occurring problem in the Gulf of Mexico. We know a lot more about it over in Florida than we do on the Texas coast. We've kind of been ignored over here in terms of what we know about red tide, even though it is a big problem here.
Why is that?
I don't know, to be quite honest with you, but it has opened up a lot of opportunities for researchers like myself to try and figure this out, because there are a lot of people who are concerned about it.
What are the factors that we know of that go into, let's call it, brewing a red tide?
Well, so for the particular species that we have over here, we do know that it tends to occur at certain times of the year. So it's primarily, it primarily blooms from about August to maybe October or November. So we think there's a water temperature factor that comes into play. It likes the warmer waters. Aside from that, we really don't have much of an idea of what actually drives these blooms.
How have these red tide blooms had an impact on, say, Corpus Christi?
Yeah, so when we have these blooms, it's not uncommon to have some fairly large fish kills because they produce a toxin that goes into the water and it kills the fish. The other thing that that these algae do is they produce this toxin that when the waves kind of hit the water, it makes that toxin go into the air and it can cause breathing problems in humans. So we do suspect that there are some pretty significant impacts on human health as well.
Are other Texas Gulf cities experiencing problems in the same proportions as Corpus Christi?
Well, we don't quite know, to be honest with you, and that's one of the challenges. We don't have a really strong monitoring program over here. Typically, what we end up doing in this state is we go out and sample, but only after an event has already happened. But there are scientists at NOAA, for example, who are developing satellite technologies to look at the whole coast and get an idea of when and where these things are happening.
You and your team want to create a type of warning system, I understand, that can predict red tide. Why would that be helpful?
Well, it's always important. It's important to have this warning system in place because it kind of gives people a heads up, especially populations that would be susceptible to some of the health impacts. So, for example, we know that with the respiratory problems that red tide causes, it can be particularly harmful to people with asthma. And so if we can kind of give those people a heads up that this bloom may be happening or will happen soon, they can take precautions.
Are you concerned that blooms could get stronger and more frequent? I said that we've already seen more of them since the 1990s, I guess, here at the Texas Gulf area.
That's right. So we've been analyzing historic records, primarily from newspapers, actually, just because we don't have a strong monitoring program over here. And what we found going back to the 1950s is that it really actually starting in about 1990, there was a sharp increase. Before 1990, these blooms were pretty infrequent, to be honest with you. So now we're seeing more often than not a bloom on an annual basis, whereas in the past, they used to be very, very sporadic.
And I'm guessing that could have a pretty big impact on marine agriculture if we started seeing these more often.
Yeah, it has impacts on marine life. It has impacts for us. It obviously affects the economy, too. When you can't get in the water because of a red tide bloom, it has major impacts from an economic standpoint, too.
Dr. Michael Wetz is an associate professor of marine biology in the Department of Life Sciences at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. Dr. Wetz, thanks again.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.